It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's look at some NFC playoff scenarios, because honestly, it's that time of year. Late November. November 18th is officially late November, right? Mid-November. Maybe next week's late. We'll go around the room with these questions. Also, just so we're aware, because I don't know if we have to let security know or anything, I have reached out to Chris Russell and his people to see if he's available to join us. Is anyone but Detroit going to be the one seed in the NFC, Jeffrey?
No.
Landini? It's a no from Landini B?
Nope.
All right, they're only a game ahead of the Eagles.
Okay.
Still comfortable.
Have you watched them play?
I have.
Okay.
They are rolling.
You see them rolling.
And I don't foresee a stumble. Lions down the stretch here. At Indy, Chicago, Green Bay, Buffalo, all at home. At the Bears, at the Niners, Vikings at home to end the year. Couple juicy games in there. Packers, Bills, Niners, Vikes. But they also seem like the type that's up for the challenge.
Yeah.
If you look at the Lions' ranks, they're first in points scored, third in yards gained, fifth in points allowed, 13th in yards allowed. So they're getting it done on all sides of the ball. If we all agree Detroit's going to be the one seed, they're the only team that gets the bye.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands today, the Eagles are the two seed.
Okay.
As winners of the NFC East, and they currently have an 8-2 record. Landfill, as it stands today, November 18th, 2024, 12:34 p.m., who's winning the NFC East?
The Eagles.
Jeffrey?
The Eagles.
Eagles got a lot of meat left on that bone, though.
They
got
to play against the Ravens. They got to play the Steelers.
They still have
to come back down here. I don't know if I could just say right now that they would.
I also don't think.
It's going to be one of the two, them or the Commanders. But I don't know if right now I could just say definitely they're going to do it.
Of the Eagles' remaining games at L.A., which I do not think is a gimme, and I look forward to, see if you can find a look-ahead line on that, Landfill. I look forward to taking the points with the Rams next weekend in L.A. That's a system pick all day. Sunday night game at L.A., at Baltimore. All right, there's one very clear gimme on here. They get the Panthers at home. Then they get the Steelers December 15th. Then they're down here for a game that's probably getting flexed to Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Then they finish the season Cowboys-Giants.
Do they flex to Monday Night Football?
I think Sunday, December 22nd, will get flexed to either Sunday or Monday Night game. Yeah. You can flex it to Monday, the last month of the season.
Get ready to work hard, Jay.
Get ready to be tired, B. I do think Philly's got three real toss-ups. Ravens, Steelers. Two real toss-ups, Ravens, Steelers. Rams, Commanders, I think, are going to be highly competitive games. So I don't think that's as done as others do. If you look at Washington's remaining schedule, Dallas, Tennessee combined 5-13. At New Orleans, coming off a bye. Eagles at home, Falcons at home. What do you think of the Falcons getting their ass kicked by the Broncos?
Hey, bro. That is the Falcons. You know, when things are going good offensively, their defense can play a little bit. But when the offense not doing much, the defense don't do anything.
That game yesterday, I had Chiefs Bills on TV, but then I had Falcons Broncos. I was getting like a ton of updates via the Red Zone.
Mm-hmm. They were shocked, weren't you?
They looked like butt, dude. Kirk in that game was bad. 18-27. Mm-hmm. Penix got in late. Kirk was 18-27 for a 173 and a pick. The pick was terrible. Bijan couldn't get going. On 12 carries, he averaged 2.9 yards per carry.
Yeah.
They just had nothing working.
Nothing at all. And you would suspect quarterback of that caliber been around that long not to be as lethargic as he was.
Well, and there was a period of time where it seemed like the Falcons were going to seize control of the NFC South, and then it kind of... Question for the group. You can tell Roos to come in here if he wants, whatever he wants to do. Who's winning the NFC South? The Falcons are 6-5. The Bucs are 4-6. The Saints are 4-7. The Saints all of a sudden have won two in a row since they fired their coach.
I still go with the Falcons. I thought the Bucs were going to be something, but the Bucs seem to be falling off right now to me.
They had so many injuries, and I think it kind of just cooked them. I think it should be the Falcons. I think the Falcons have their bye. Then they go Chargers at Minnesota, at Raiders, Giants at home, up here, finish with
at
the
Minnesota?
Panthers. At Minnesota, yeah.
That's going to be an interesting game. We'll see how Kirk reacts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, going back there.
Yeah.
All right, so when you look at the NFC playoff picture, somebody's going to win the South. That's basically the best way to look at that. Whoever wins the South will probably be the four seed, right? That's the way it is right now. But the NFC West and the NFC South are both going to be the winner of those divisions will probably have a worse record than all three wild card teams.
Mm-hmm.
So think about, let that kind of settle in.
Well, it's been like that some years over the last few years.
That's what happens. One of the problems is Washington happens to be in the good division. And there's a lot of teams they're now chasing. If the season ended today, and it doesn't, Washington would be the 7 seed, and they'd be traveling to Philly for that first-round playoff game. The Vikings are 8-2. The Packers are 7-3. The Packers had the big win yesterday with the walk-off field goal block. The Vikings also just kind of handled Tennessee on the road. Winning on the road like that is fairly impressive. Tennessee's ain't great, but that was never really a tight game. I thought Darnold played pretty well, had 250 through the air with two touches, ran for a touchdown. B, do you see a late season fade coming from Minnesota?
As long as Sam Darnold's there, I expect anything.
They're playing some defense, though, dude.
Yep, but your defense get tired late in the season if your offense is not going to be playing great enough. Good enough to take some pressure off of them.
To that point.
And their defense has led the way most times.
To that point, the Vikings offense is 10th in points scored, 14th in yards gain. Defensively, 4th in points allowed, 10th in yards gain. Now, here's where I think Minnesota should be okay. I don't know. You tell me. They've already had their bye, so they've got 7 remaining. Right? Yeah, 7 remaining. At Chicago, then they're home for a 3-game stretch. Arizona, Atlanta, Chicago again. At Seattle, Green Bay home finale. Finish on the road at Detroit. I don't think Minnesota's going anywhere, man. I think that's a pretty good team, well-built, well-coached. So does that mean, for Washington's sake, could Green Bay fade? Washington's in right now, which is good, but they are
the last spot. You talking about Minnesota. How many of those games they have down the stretch as division games?
1, 2, 3, 4.
And that's not a walk in the park for them.
I'm not saying the schedule doesn't look to be walk in the park-ish. I think I actually believe in that organization, but I could also see Green Bay getting kind of hot here. Good game this weekend, B. Packers-Niners in Lambeau. Packers have 7 left also. Niners in Lambeau, The Dolphins coming to Lambeau. Good luck. At Detroit, at Seattle, the Saints at home.
Dolphins better wish it's not one of those, those fronts coming through.
At Minnesota, finish with Chicago. I think the Panthers, I think the Packers are actually pretty good. I think Jordan Love's pretty damn good. That one's not, I don't think anybody's going away in that NFC North.
Well, that'll make it better so they'd be fighting down to the end. So you don't have to see too many games where it's just lopsided.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.